Summer joy is on the rise, and it's your time to shine with Black-owned products from Target. Keep your smile popping with vibrant colors from Thread Beauty. Humidity-proof your hair with Mielle Organics, and make sure to protect your skin with Black Girl Sunscreen. When we invest in ourselves, we're investing in what's next for all of us. So stock up on Black-owned products next time you pull up to Target, because together, we are Black beyond measure.
Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time
Friend
Zone. I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesca, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
AOL Music. First listen.
Now listen. I've been single for a while now. And I've been kind of lonely. But I'm looking for somebody to talk to. Love me.
Everything you know that to say.
Wow.
Everything you know that to say. Just, you know, nostalgia for y'all. You know what I'm saying this week? Let's unlock a memory. What was you doing? Who was you fingering back when that song was out?
Wow. Dustin.
and your version of the song said AOL Music.
Ooh.
First listen.
Ooh.
First time I heard that song, I was like, oh my God, this is the most perfect song I've ever heard in my life.
And
I
then the video.
It. Oh my God, that choreography.
Yep.
Okay, like Jocelyn says. Yeah. So that's all right. Like I said, ain't no whole lot of razzmatazz this week. You know
razzmatazz.
What I'm saying? I just wanted y'all to hear that and have that memory and think back fondly over who you was fondling at the time when you heard that song. That's it. With that being said, you got more you can offer us.
No, I was going to say it's a memory lane episode, so
that's
it fits right into the vibe.
See,
how was your weekend, y'all? I know y'all have fun. I've had fun with y'all. Everyone knows I'm back home in New York for a couple weeks.
Yes,
and it has
happy
been,
to have you.
Honestly, I'm exhausted. I do not know how y'all do this. I am so tired, and it's only been like a week that I've been here. I am so tired.
It was a whole
I'm
lot
like
this weekend.
I'm like on fumes.
It was a whole lot. I just want to give a huge shout out to one of my best friends, Frank Watson, who threw the parties of the century.
Iconic. Come on.
Shut New York the fuck down. And he reopened, had a party at this club that used to be called XL, which was an iconic mega club that people hadn't been in years. He had it reopened for the weekend for Pride. Had a huge party at
sick.
In the Lower East Side. Like, just
hell
great
yeah.
times. Curated by the best. Frank Watson events are the best. Follow him on Instagram at F Watson Events. And you can be a part of the fun, too, if you are in New York. So, shout out to my dog. He did his big one this weekend.
Go ahead, Frank.
That's it. Yeah.
How fun. Yeah. New York is live right
shout
now.
Shout out to everybody.
And it's crazy because everyone's
to
here.
Show, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, true. I've been bumping into people too. It feels like everyone's back in New York, like even those of us that moved, right?
Thank
it's
God.
Something about this week in particular that everyone is back because all my friends, I mean, even Kia came back. We all came back. So that's super cute. I'm happy to see everybody in the, it's lit on the street. It's kind of crazy. But I'm happy to be
up. Woo.
I was like, I need to, wait, and me in India yesterday, shout out to India. My sister, she's here too. And we was like, we got to get out of here. I haven't had a green juice. I haven't done any type of meditation or yoga. We just been lawless.
Hey,
I'm glad.
But y'all been enjoying yourselves. That's been the most important part, right?
You needed
that we have. I did need that, honestly. We've been having a blast. It's very throwback New York this week.
No.
And it felt good to kind of tap back into that energy.
Hell yeah.
Then
that's
I'll
right.
go home and fix that.
That's
I'll
right.
detox when I get back.
Be zen then. You know what I'm saying?
Then you like, okay?
Yeah,
okay. So, Asante, you have our Black business of the week.
Yes, I would like to give a shout out to Roam Loud, ROAMLOUD.com. If you want to check out some athleisure styles, if you're into fitness or you just like how it looks, it's comfortable and If you don't feel like going on the website and you want to see what it looks like in person, it is now available at Kohl's, okay? They have this, the Kono top. Mm. It's this crisscross design that allows for free range of motion and a totally customized fit. They have mix and match styles. They come in these greens and oranges and blacks and pinks, and all of the models on the website are of color. They look beautiful. They've been seen in Pop Sugar, Bazaar, HuffPost, Cosmopolitan. Let our wanderers speak for us, okay? A bunch of reviews. Black business, looks clean. They sell clothes, they sell water bottles, they have all sorts of stuff. And if you buy it on the website, they got the afterpay. Okay, so you can really buy as much as you want as long as you can afford that monthly payment. Okay,
that's like the new version of layaway.
Yes,
remember back in the day you could put shit on layaway, but now you get
your stuff up front. Yes. You just gotta pay it like a bill.
That's crazy. That's faith. That's
faith-based.
It's
good for people. People need that shit, so that's good. That way you can still be fly and have your shit together.
It's like buying a car. Okay. But if you're not buying a car because you're on foot and you're trying to roam, go to roamloud.com. That's roamloud.com. And tell them that the Friend Zone sent you. And make sure you check out their return policy and stuff like that. Because, you know, whenever it comes to clothes, I think they have a really good one. Because a lot of people don't be having the best. So that was something I thought to note. I was like, you know, black people, I like that y'all doing it this way.
And because we're talking to black people, let's be crystal clear, because we ain't saying go over to Italy and act a fool. We didn't say go to Rome and be loud.
Right.
We said go to RomeLoud.com. It's the difference, right. Okay?
The website.
Okay.
You motherfuckers will get over there, you know, a pizza pie. That's crazy and shit.
Yeah, we talking fitness. So
last week's episode was titled "To This Day." I feel like that had to be Dustin. It was a shoot the shit episode. No hot button, no segments, just whatever wanted to come up. As always, those of you listening had a lot to say. Who stood out to you, Asante?
Well, apparently everybody loves Sarah Bareilles, but I want to shout out Kiara and the gated community, because she said community. Speaking of community, she's talking about the show Community ruined Gravity for me. LOL, I can't take it seriously. There is a show.
I saw that. What happened on that clip?
Okay, so.
I remember Community with Childish Gambino,
yes,
right?
Yes. Okay, like, so there were these two characters, Jeff and Annie, and they always used to do, it was like a love story that was happening, but there were several love things happening on this show. So for me, when it did get to them, I wasn't into it anyway. So knowing that Gravity was like a force there and you went into it because of that, Kiara, stood out to me because I just don't like the damn song. So thank you for affirming me in that.
That's just
by
like,
just, you know, saying she has good reason now. She has a receipt. Now that receipt from that show, a lot of people didn't really watch Community anyway. I don't have to pull. But for me, I did watch Community. I like Community. And I did not like their relationship. And I also don't like that song. So the fact that those two things happened together, again. But thank you, Kiara, for participating in your commentary. What did you find out there in them streets, Fran?
I was in the SoundCloud streets this week. Monica J. Milton's comment just had me rolling. I was like, I have to read this on the show. She said, y'all was playing a lot of Taboo on this episode. Name names are keep it on the playground. And that's on Sydney's size 2T hat.
Which is a shot at me, but that's okay. You know what I'm saying?
No.
No, that was us. I had bleeps too. We was guilty, but that was funny to me. What about you, Dustin? What'd you find on the Twitter streets?
Shout out to Danny DeVito, legendary Danny DeVito, the actor who's doing
okay, Danny.
Yeah, he tweeted, Supreme Court, my ass. That's literally like his tweet.
End.
See that? Supreme Court, my ass. And that don't need no more, you know, we ain't even got to go into all that, but y'all know what that means. All right. Also, I want to give a shout out to @ELO Renee J, who tweeted us a video that @Rashim, RAHSH33M. That's why I was a little confused. But Rashim is what that means. They tweeted, this was such a beautiful service, and it's a woman singing with this dog, a song that we love here.
And the dog sings it.
Oh, I saw this.
I'm about to go lay down. I'm about to go lay down.
It's so cute.
Okay. All right.
That's so cute.
Stop it.
That is so Stop cute. It. But I'm telling you, it's a Rottweiler.
So people were tagging me because they was like, "It's Fran with her Rottweiler."
If you get so a damn cute. Rottweiler that's singing,
I'm getting a Rottweiler, and you know it's gonna sing because I'm a raven.
Sing when I'm over there, because if it do, Fran, it's got to go. Animals don't sing, okay? No. Dogs bark. That's what they do. They bark and they shit outside. They don't sing and hit notes. And if that dog is looking at me and singing, one of us gonna get up out this bitch. Okay, that's all I know.
If he's singing, he better have a job.
That you threatened by Roddy. You are so funny.
But yeah, that's it. I think I have one more for y'all. Hold on one second. I got one more good one for y'all, and then Mama gonna go lay down. Here we go. Shout out to the OG of the Twitter streets. At HBCU Fessions, HBCU Confessions. The account is HBCU.
Oh, I always Fessions. See you laughing.
You know I love it.
I feel like I know the one you about to read. Oh, I feel like I know. Because I saw Dustin's 45 laughing emojis at the top of the tweet. I think it was yesterday.
Oh, God.
So
I'm going to be so mad at you. If it's the one I think.
For those of you who don't know, HBCU Confessions is the official HBCU Confessions page. Real confessions from real scholars. It's for people that's 18 up. 18 and up, you can submit anonymous confessions through the website with whatever HBCU that you go to, right? And again, that Twitter account is HBCU Fessions. I love this page. The tweet says,
oh, God.
It's from someone that goes to Wiley College. They said, "My ex used to be so musty, but she was fine as fuck." My ex used to be so musty, but she was fine as fuck. That was 2019. When I saw her in 2021, she had a car working on an apartment, but however, she was still musty.
Oh my God.
Now, this is my thing. How bad was you saying that it didn't even matter? You had done so well. You had a car working on your apartment. However, they added the word however, she was still.
Damn.
Please, this is the tweet I saw.
It made me. Dustin had to go lay down because I was dying laughing. Because how the fuck you musty? And then she was so musty that.
And to be like memorable, like where you don't forget the must, that's tough.
And when you don't talk to somebody the scent was so strong up under her arms that he didn't talk to her for 2 years. Because he said 2019 to 2021, he had put her on pause. Like, you figure that stinking ass shit out and then we'll get together in 2021. This is during the pandemic. She was musty when niggas was at home. That's the pandemic.
Oh, it was a hard time, Dustin Ross. It was a hard time.
Anyway, so that's the hit for these Twitter streets. Shout out to you, HBCU fans.
Well, if you're listening to this episode.
Oh my God, I knew that's the one.
If you're listening to this episode on Wednesday, don't forget if it's before 8 p.m., you have time to join us for Wednesday Wind Down tonight. We have a special guest. As always, you have to come see and find out. So if you're not subscribed to our Patreon, go subscribe now, patreon.com/thefriendzonepodcast. And if you are already subscribed, we will see you then. And if you have already subscribed, but you missed it and you listened to this past Wednesday, don't forget that we will do, I forgot what it's called.
The replay. It's called the replay.
Mr. DJ Song Pond, the replay.
That'll be up Tuesday of next week. It's always up the following week. So don't worry if you miss it. And also, I just dropped a new episode of The Woo on Patreon. Woo, woo. It is so good.
You're going to play Woo on Patreon.
Right? I had an incredible, we spoke for well over an hour, conversation with Crystal. About yes. mental health. And yes. It was really, really, we got in our bag. It was just great. Even Ty, shout out to Ty, our editor, he texted me and said, "I'm charging extra for this one because I'm triggered."
Shout out to Ty.
Was like, "This is so damn good." So definitely check that out if you haven't already. And if you haven't subscribed, consider it. It's a lot of really, really great content. We have audio, we have video, we have prompts, just funny chatter. And obviously, we have the the monthly live stream where we get to hang out with you guys for an hour. It usually includes one of our kooky ass friends that joins us to make it even funnier. And we get to hang with you in the chat, which is always a blast. So hopefully we'll see you there. That's patreon.com/ The Friend Zone Podcast. And those of you that are like, how do you spell Patreon? That's patreon.com. Check us out over there. And that's it. Y'all ready to jump into this week's episode?
Ole, do Let's
it. Right? And we have a special guest.
Here goes the neighborhood.
This is The Friend Zone.
Stop deadly slicing your scalp with traditional razors. Try Freedom Grooming. Freedom Grooming makes the Flex Series electric shaver, and with the Flex Series, you can get the smoothest shave of your life. Flexible blades contour to the shape of your head for a baby's butt-smooth shave every time. You'll be able to shave 50% more hair in a single stroke. Get your stroke game right, which can reduce shave time down to 2 to 3 minutes. And the Flex Series' safeguard technology means no nicks and no ingrown hairs. Plus, its waterproof design allows you to shave in the shower with or without shaving cream, wet or dry. You'll also never run out of fresh, sharp blades with Freedom Grooming's Close Shave Plan. Blades are delivered to your door every 6 weeks with free shipping. All active Close Shave Plan members are upgraded to a lifetime warranty. I mean, you ain't never got to worry about it. And it's completely customizable. You can adjust, skip, or cancel your plan anytime. I've used the Freedom Grooming products. I'm so grateful to have them have bestowed a package among me in the mail. And it was a big package, too. So, you know, Freedom Grooming, it works. I just suffice it to say that because I got a bald head and I like the fact that it was just important to me is the smoothness of the shave. Right. Because I don't want no rough. You know, I know MC Lightning said got to have a rough neck, but I don't want one. You know what I'm saying? I want mine smooth. So the blades work for me. Now, to thank you for being such a loyal listener, we're partnering with Freedom to give you an exclusive 20% off when you go to freedomgrooming.com/friendzone. Again, that's freedomgrooming.com/friendzone.
So as we mentioned on last week's episode, I wanted to have a conversation about the craziest New York stories that we have, even though Jade of all Jades, first of all, clap it up. Woo! Do it, Dustin. Hey!
I didn't want to be presumptuous and just be busting up in y'all's room like that.
No, that's how we like it.
Yeah.
I should make you whoa ha. Shout out to Jay and XZ. I should make you whoa ha ha real quick, but I'm not even going to do you like that.
I am not a clown. I do not dance to your command.
Or Kenya Moore say, if I'm a clown, you're a professional clown.
I can't stand y'all. But you know we had to have Jade come on, because if anyone has listened to Jade and XD, especially Jade and XD, because that's Jade's kookier podcast, but Getting Grown as well, they have told stories of their experiences here. Obviously, Jade and I are New York natives, and the rest of our friend group, they're transplants, but it really doesn't matter, because if you've been here over a decade, you're an official New Yorker, and you have seen some things, okay? Ooh, seen, heard, smelled, literally. So who wants to kick it off? Because I don't even know how we got into this tangent last week. You know how our shows go. And that's how we were like, we got to do a show on New York.
Yeah, we was literally shooting the shit and ended up talking about literally a whole bunch of random bullshit.
And it's, you know, everyone needs some laughter right now and just some funny, kooky shit. So who wants to jump into their craziest New York experience since they have been here?
Well, even though my advice has always been to go second, I'm going to go ahead and go first this time. Because it's a safe space. You only go second when you don't know a motherfucker like that. You know what I'm saying?
Real. You'll
be like,
real.
Bitch, I'm going second, ho. You first. You first. But anyway, so New York, okay? So many of the crazy New York stories I have, I'm in the nucleus of them. Like, i.e., it was my fault and I did something dumb or crazy. Oh. But I'm not even going to tell them kind, because this ain't that safe. This ain't that safe of a damn space. I'll tell y'all later on the phone. But okay, so like when I first moved here, you know, y'all remember when I lived in Queens and shit, right? And so my commute would be extra long to go everywhere. And so like going to work every day, whatever, you know, I would just, it would take me forever because I used to take a bus to the F train, and then from the F train I would take that into the city because it was express, and then I'd go wherever I had to go.
So Queens is the worst.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was the worst
far.
Of times. It was the worst of times. but this one night, so I was on my way to work or whatever, because I was working overnight at this point. And that's why a motherfucker can't tell me that, because I got it out the mud. I know they said
pretty okay. simple
by your bootstraps, but my boots had laces because I was in Timbs. But I still was pulling myself up, okay? So I got off my ass and went to fucking work this night, like Kim Kardashian said. And so I had just got off the bus, the Q30. Shout out to the Q30 bus in Queens. Springfield Boulevard I represent. But anyway, so I got off the Q30 bus and got on the F train at like 169th Street or 168, whatever it was, 160 something street. But you go down the subway steps, and then the platform is like long. Now, at the time, this is before they had like the Wi-Fi installed in like the train stations underground. Mm-hmm. Wow. So in some train stations, I'm taking you back.
Oh, wow. Back in the time. I forgot that was a thing, right?
So at that time, in certain train stations, if you stood underneath certain sections of like the ceiling part, you could get a signal, a phone signal from up above. Mm-hmm. Like if there was like some grating or something that would like open
so
up a pathway.
Yes, so people were walking above.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You would get cell service. So at this particular train stop, I would always walk to the back to this section that was like behind one of the staircases that brought you down to the platform, because you get a signal there. Well, I was making my way back there. It would normally be like kind of quiet, low traffic at this time of night, because it'd be like 11:30, you know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. So I was making my way back there or whatever. And when I got back there, I heard something. And at the time, I was fairly new to New York. Not brand new, but fairly new. So hearing movements and random movements and shit in the subway would alert me differently than it does now. So I wanted to know what the fuck was that noise type shit to, you know, watch my back. I didn't know if it was a that ain't no damn puppy, like Chilligan's Island ass animal. I didn't know what the fuck it was. But I was trying to prepare myself. But I heard some scurrying afoot. You know what I'm saying? There was some scurrying going on. So I'm like, what the fuck? Do you know? I got back there and it was Queens. I'm not gonna say what the people was, whatever, because it doesn't matter what kind of people they were, but I was in certain part of Queens, heavily populated. And so when I got down there, it was two people they were short, okay? And all I seen was some little butt cheeks. You know, and like, listen to me.
Oh,
I seen a back with a shirt clothed, but I seen exposed butt cheeks, little butt cheeks with a low crack, a belt and some jeans, and somebody was pumping. Then I heard a woman trying to keep her, you know, you could tell she was trying to be quiet. Long story short, do you know they was back there fucking underneath the train, underneath like the steps? Now, and here's what was
you
so
was trying
alarming
to get service
about
while
it.
They was servicing, okay?
Full service, because they were in the act. Said, they was fucking.
Dustin said, this is what was so alarming about it.
That's it. This is what was so alarming
it was
about
before
it.
Before that,
you know,
when he said there was some scurrying.
I heard, think about the moments if you're trying to fuck quiet. You ever tried to be quiet while you fucking?
Yes. It's I have a child. What do you think?
Yes, I said. So you hear, instead of certain noises you associate with sex, you hear other noises like, you know, like just movements and shit. You know, you hear the motherfucker trying to be quiet. So you could tell he was trying to be quiet. And I was seeing his little bitty, he had a little bitty ass. They were short, short people. You know, he had a little bitty ass and back there fucking and pumping.
A little bitty ass.
So, was it my people? Dustin?
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. Uh-huh. It was. I had a feeling.
And so, I had a feeling too when he said little.
Well, who really had the feeling was them two people that was underneath their skin. They was getting it in. Now,
she said, put my panties to the side.
Okay. Surprise! Okay.
Surprise!
And I was the one that was surprised. Now, I'm not no hater, so I wasn't like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? And nothing like that. You know, get yours. You know what I mean? But I just had to move away. And I was a little disappointed that I didn't have no access to the phone service, because I believe this was back when everybody used to live tweet catfish as a family. Yeah. Oh, back in them days. And I missed out on that section of it because during my commute, that's what I would do. So that's one of my first New York stories. That same, also of note, that same train station was where I saw a man laying in like a pool of blood. Like he had, I thought the motherfucker was dead.
What is, but he had just fallen station? Or whatever.
Yeah, he had fallen. And I was screaming at the top of my lungs for help because I wanted somebody to help that man. Justin, you remember that?
Wait, Dustin's like that video that always goes viral on Twitter where the guy's like, help!
Yeah.
Help! Police!
Police!
Y'all should have heard me. I sound like Erica Campbell. Help! I was singing like the Beatles. Help! I need somebody. Help! Is anybody? Help! Okay, you should have... telling you, but that's
that
the
station. Thing about New York, though. Like, you'll see bodies in places, and you have to question: like, are they dead? Are they asleep? Are they
are they beating off under the blanket? Because
are they beating off? You just never know out here. That's the sad part. You walk.
Our
past.
Friends are here right now with their kids, and this is their kid. Well, not one of their first time, but you know, they're little kids.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
They took them to the park yesterday. And so I called them this morning. I was like, how'd everything go?
In Brooklyn. Oh, Lord.
They said, well, we stayed for about 45 minutes. Because
already, I know.
And here comes my niece running up. It smelled like pee.
Yo, let me say.
So like her mama. Sounded like her mama. Okay.
You don't realize how stink New York is till you leave for like a while. Because I've been gone for, 7 months? And as soon as that cab pulled out of that airport and then you get that first whoosh out the window.
No, friend. The worst is, it's even worse when you take your child out of New York. And they tell you from
the
rental
car, when you took Noah to Portland.
There's no candy wrappers on the ground. It's so clean here.
I was just about to say, that park experience for them kids, I'm sorry, friend.
No, it's fine.
Them kids go to different types of parks than these fucking parks here. Because those children specifically are going to parks with new swing sets, new playscapes and shit. Yep. The parks got fucking iPads and shit in them.
Meanwhile.
This shit here is a park.
Like, you better get on this seesaw, nigga. Syringes. You don't get tetanus.
You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah.
Like, they got gently used parks where they come from. You know, these parks are wore out over here.
When I asked Noah what was her favorite part of Portland, she was like, it was just so clean.
It was so clean.
So clean. You have to hear her say it, though. So clean.
That'll do it.
That's a travesty, Jade. A travesty. How we're raising our babies.
It's a shame. That's why I got to get her out of here. Well, let me ask you all this. Have you ever had to kick a nigga in the chest on a train? Because I
not
have.
Kick.
Oh, no. Full blown. You remember Boot Bay?
Boot Bay?
You remember Boot Bay, the girl?
Boot Bay.
Remember the video at the fashion show? And I don't know who it was, but it was a couple sitting down at this fashion show and somebody comes up and they're doing a little flirty dance with them.
And the girl
puts her boot up.
Yep.
Right.
That was you. That was you on the two.
Oh, yeah. So it's more force. So I'm on the four.
Okay, East Side.
125th. And, this was Uptown, honey. 125th. Mm-hmm. And the nigga gets on the train, and he's erratic. Now, you get all kinds of characters. You just ignore him.
He's
bouncing around. He's bouncing around on the train like a ping pong ball. He's slapping the doors. He's slapping the poles. Like, he's clearly not in his right mind. He starts beating his chest. So I'm like, okay. So he starts knocking into everybody on the train. And they start treating him like a little ping pong ball.
Oh,
first,
God.
He knocks into this person. They push him off. He knocks into this person. They push him off.
No.
And I'm just watching because I'm like, I'm bracing myself.
Jade waiting for her turn. Okay. That's what it was.
Oh, I did. And I had on a Converse. Okay. Oh, I had on a Converse. No. And this nigga comes rolling my direction. And I lifted my leg up and kicked. He was short and kicked him square in the
Jade,
chest.
What?
Jade. We got to the next stop and I was like, get off now. Get off the train. I was mad I had to kick this nigga. So that is the time I had to kick a nigga in the chest on a train.
First of all,
I feel like most of my stories have to do with Jade, but go ahead.
I was just gonna say, Sante, any and everything can happen on the train. I have witnessed drug usage on the train, and mm-hmm. I'm not talking about. And you know what? I was a smoker.
We ain't talking about weed.
I was just about to say I've been a smoker, but I've never needed it so bad. I'm trying to smoke in between the cars. No. And no, the fact never. That was like a regular thing at one point, like I felt like, because mm-hmm. I used to go between those cars, so like you're not supposed to, but I'm like, I need to switch car doors. So I used to go between. And one time this dude would not let the door open because he was smoking, but the train was packed. So at the next station, somebody got off the train and went in between and pulled him. And I was like, what the fuck? So they ended up shutting the train down because he jacked him off the. Oh, he pulled him off the side of the train in between the cars. And then they ended up shutting down service because the dude got stuck. And so I was like, why the fuck did this just happen? Like,
now it's our problem.
You have ruined this for the rest of us being pissed at. We were all pissed at him. But did we do this shit to fuck up the ride? No. What he should have did was open the door when it stopped or he wasn't paying attention and then hit him or something. But now we all had to wait. But the other drug story I was going to say, me and Naja and some other people on the train before, these niggas were like, doing cocaine and they kept like jumping back and forth with it, and it was the weirdest thing. Like, I just don't understand. I was like, y'all can do your vices or whatever, but we don't want to be active participants. Like,
what train were you on, Asante? See, that's
we
a very
were
important
on
question.
Okay, so
this
we were
to be downtown.
We
was
were in
it
Brooklyn.
Like Soho?
No, we were in Brooklyn at this point, and I believe we were on like the. We were on a red line, so I believe we were on like the 2 or 3 or the 3. Yeah,
the 2. That is 2-3.
It was some niggas on there, and I was like, "What's wrong with y'all niggas?"
I had to.
Is that Church Avenue?
Right.
Don't do us. It's Winthrop.
look, I was with Naja, so low key, we might have been coming back from your house one time, Jade. Back in the day,
I would be surprised.
I knew it.
Give me some of that cake, please. Go give me some of that cake from that bakery. Thank you.
That red velvet.
Yes.
Oh my God, can we talk about this red velvet?
All the time.
It is the best red velvet cake in the New York area.
Jay said that horrible cake.
Jay was fucking that cake up. She lying. She lying.
No, let me tell you.
You remember when you made me taste your friend's pasta?
No, but no.
When I moved to Brooklyn, Dustin was like, Fran, there is this cake spot. It is the best motherfucking red velvet cake of your life. And then 2 seconds later, Jade shot me a look. She was like, it's trash.
Jade, first of all, Jade
she
had
said
cotton
it's the
mouth.
Driest.
She had cotton mouth that night. So it wasn't the cake that was dry. It was her mouth. That cake was moist and delicious. And that's why the line be down the block.
I'm going to allow you to get me another piece so I can give it a retry.
Right? Maybe it was a bad batch. It was a bad batch.
Well, maybe
it
wasn't what they gave that day.
Wait, but here's my train story, which y'all Please. Know, and I feel like I may have said it years ago on the show, but I know we always have new listeners. So when you're coming out the train, this is off the A on, I think, St. Nick, or the C, or they're the same, AC and St. Nick, 135th. Y'all know that station is shaded, because it has the park above it, and there's like no lights.
I used to fool with a nigga who lived off that train station.
I too. Who didn't? That block is hot.
Yes, honey.
Shout out to St. Nick. You know.
Shout out to St. Nick.
Shout out to St. Nick.
Old St. Nick. Jolly old St. Nick.
You know what? That's the name of this episode. Jolly old St. Nick. So my friends and I are getting off the train to get, you know, to walk out. You know, when you are at the end, it's those old school big turnstiles, the black ones that peel in your hands when you touch it. So once you go through, there's no coming back out. There's no agent. There's no nothing. It's just the end of the track. So my friends, two of my friends go through, and then this guy comes out of nowhere. He's like, yo, miss, excuse me. You know how New York dudes. So I turn. My friends are already through. They're waiting. He was super cute, so they were looking at me like, okay, girl, we'll wait. Don't trip. So I turn like, what's up? And he's like, you know, I'm just trying to get you. Da, 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 the usual. He starts talking to me, y'all. He pulled out a gun. He pulled out a gun and robbed me.
Wait, he robbed you? Oh my God.
He put the gun on my stomach and took my chain. And I stood there in disbelief. You know, when your brain is like not processing. Like, I thought she was hollering at me.
Right, you're like, your fine ass really robbing me right now. It was like an insecure.
On the other side, it was such an insecure. Like, this is an Issa Rae ass moment. Remember that episode where the friend got the
rob? Yeah. Yep.
And I'm standing there looking like a goof troop. It ended up being really scary. Obviously, I'm laughing now because I can. Because a gun to your belly is never a fun time. No. But my friends were freaking the fuck out because they couldn't believe it. They're like, what just happened? This shit twisted. It went dark so fast.
And did he run? Like, what happened?
Well, no. So the train, so he starts telling me to come with him. And I was like, I'm not coming with you. I literally said to him, I'm not coming with you. Like, you just gonna have to shoot my ass. Mm-hmm. Because in my mind, going with him was going to be a way worse situation than whatever was about to happen in the train station. So luckily, there were some dudes that were like further down, a lady, they kind of peeped what was happening and they started walking towards us. So that's when he realized, like, all right, if I'm gonna get out of this, I gotta just jet. So he leaves. The people come and they're asking me if I'm okay. I go through the turnstile. We start running down the street because we're just like panicked. I was like, what if he comes out the other side and we see him? Like, we didn't know where to go. Then we ran into our friend's house that lived on 137th at the time, or 139th, by Strivers Row, you know, where like the brownstones are. We just ran that way.
Money.
Right. You know which friend this is. Shout out to you. But honestly, that shit was so fucked up. Like, I was traumatizing because I had a thick chain, kind of like the one I have now. It took him a little bit to cut it off. Like, he had to like rip it, and my neck was so cut up from him yanking at that shit so hard and ripping it off my neck. I mean, trauma. Imagine a man hollering at you and robbing your ass. Like, only in New York. Where else would that happen?
Where else would that happen?
The craziest. That's why after that, when dudes would holler, I kind of have a little PTSD.
Yeah, I'm not walking up to you. I am not coming near you.
No, I'd be like, what you want?
You got to do them like Diana Ross did in Mahogany. Remember at the beginning of Mahogany when that dude tried to mug her? And she's like, what you want? What you want? What's up? What you want? You want your ass? What you want? What's up? What you want? What you want? What you want? Come on. Remember, it's at the beginning of Mahogany. If you know what I'm talking about, right, tweet us about it. Tweet us a clip of that from Mahogany.
They're going to tweet us a clip, but that's my crazy ass.
I'm sorry that happened to you, friend.
Story.
I hope that man is dead.
I am too.
Yeah, I hope
he probably ain't.
He
probably still
happened
on St. Nick on the bench somewhere. You know,
still robbing people for chains and getting kicked in the balls. I remember Asante, you talking about the nigga who went in between the cars. I had one who couldn't even get in between the cars. So I'm on my way to work to Columbus Circle on the A. And I, you know, I had a newborn. I'm bartending. I'm exhausted. And I'm recording Jaden XD. So we would have to review at the time. And I would literally have to review the episodes on the way to work on the train. So I'm reviewing the episode and I'm dozing off. And I hear my own lighter clicks. I hear it myself. Nice. Then I start smelling. I mean, it was trash weed. It was some brown... It was some brown mid or some Reggie. But I started smelling some stink weed. And I was like, I know my senses are not that heightened. Like, I know they're not. But I could literally hear my lighter clicks. And I was in that, shut up, Dustin, in that little in-between. I wake up at Franklin. He is smoking, because I got on that troop. I got on the C. He is smoking on a local train on the C from troop. Past Columbus Circle, because I got off on Columbus
God
Circle.
Damn.
This nigga was still smoking. And it's people holding their kids and like trying
to. And that's the shit about New Yorkers.
I was in a quarter and a two-seater. I was
stay.
Like, nope,
New Yorkers
I'm not moving.
Will stay in the car. Like, that's the crazy part about us. Like, the guy's coming here ping-ponging amongst people and they pushing him. This other guy's doing drugs. And they're sitting there holding their kids, but nobody get out to go to the next car. Why do we?
No,
because
you don't know what's waiting for you in the next car.
Well, right. The only time I ever got off the train because of drugs like that was when these niggas were smoking crack on the 7 train one time.
Oh, God.
And I was like, I don't know, my critical thinking, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it just gets about my critical thinking skills. So I was like, you know, if you can get a contact on weed, I damn sure don't want you. I got my ass up and I got the fuck on down that
pipe. Wang dang doodle. I was he would have came to the studio like, yeah. Hey y'all.
As soon as I seen that apparatus, he had drug paraphernalia. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I seen that apparatus, I knew what that glass. Foil. I was like, oh hell no, I'm out of here.
Glass dick.
But Jay, do you remember that time? You sound like somebody else I know. That told me that see them bongs and shit. That's like you might as well get a crack pipe. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I told you my mom saw mine one day and she was like, I'm afraid to ask.
Francesca, are you basing?
I know, she was like, my daughter doing crack? God damn.
I never thought it would get this bad, Dios mío.
Jay, do you remember that time that me and you and one of our other friends, who shout out to y'all other friend, you know who I'm talking about.
Hello.
Jay, you know. Anyway, remember that time me, you, and that friend
Surprise.
Were, remember the time me, you, and that friend were walking to the train on 14th Street at the A? I don't remember where we was coming from, but it was the three of us, and me, you, and him got on the train platform. And that man came, think about it, Jay. Remember, you know, you remember. God.
I'm trying to remember.
It was me, you, and you know what friend I'm talking about, right?
Can I just say his name?
No.
No.
T. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. L. But anyway, so we were dropping. we was right there by the L train or whatever at 14th Street. And do you remember when that man came up out of nowhere and started peeing off the train? But wait, I had never in my life seen such a strong stream of piss. And that shit was literally like a goddamn, it like, you know, them Central Park fountain, that's found in Chicago, that's at the beginning of Married with Children. It was literally, he was peeing like, that's where it came from, pissing like a racehorse that stayed. He was literally pissing on the tracks like that. And he pulled his,
and his, Dustin his, was so disgusted only by the power of the stream.
That's what it was. Because everything
not
else
even
I was,
the
you know,
scent, the
I'm
smell.
Jaded. But it was just, it was the, I'm he had, jaded. He, it was some, I think it was some a little off with him. Because the way he, remember how he was smiling and shit at everybody? And remember how them white people was horrified, Jay? And they was like screaming and running, like literally like it was a crime going on. But he was peeing. I had never seen an arc like that of piss. I had just never seen anything like that. And Jay was there and we laughed because we could not believe
it was a very strong stream.
I'm not exaggerating.
No, it was a waterfall.
Literally like a high pressure power.
It was a multinomial fall. Really was.
He had a lot of beer.
But worse, it was a lady on the 4 train who popped a squat.
Oh no. Oh no.
And she the was, worst part about it, boo-boo? And I swear to you on yes. And the train.
I mean, I sadly have seen that too many.
Seen it.
Wait,
sadly.
Wait.
The train stops
in the middle of the tracks, like when it gets like stops, like
no.
that,
like in between
no.
stations.
Oh, so you can't.
No.
When I tell you, mm-mm. I was on that bitch losing my
I would have to.
Mind.
Nah,
I mean,
this place is lawless.
It. No, I was, yeah, and you know me, friend, and Dustin mm-hmm. and Asante, all of y'all know me. I was irate. I was like, fuck no, absolutely not. You can't be serious right now. You That's can't right. be.
I was, did she say anything to you?
No. The bitch just kept going. And we're all moving to the other side of the car trying to huddle together.
I would
and not
have been
be
about
on,
to die. You know how I am
was
about that kind of
stuff. I was losing my mind. Yes, Dustin, I know you. Dustin,
I would have thrown up. I would have thrown up.
He loses his mind about that
Don't be
in a regular, normal setting.
Me. Yeah.
Right.
Jay, you know that? I have to read the story then. Hold on. So Janet, one of our listeners, because I also asked listeners to send in their crazy New York stories. So Janet Griffin, because this ties into this story, Jay, okay. She says, hi, friend. First, I love the friend zone. Brings me so much joy every week. Thank you. Aww. And they say they're also part of the gated community. Shout out to you.
Hey.
So their subway story, they said they moved to New York in 2000, still getting used to being here. Around 2001, She says she missed her stop and had to go to the other side to go back uptown. But while crossing over, she saw an older man who looked like he was in pain, like kind of hunched over. She's like, me. She said,
Dustin, not you laughing.
She said,
me. He was pushing.
Monster.
Wait, she goes, me still being a newbie. I walked up to him and asked if he was okay. Oh, girl.
Oh, girl. Oh, no.
Are you okay?
A man.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
A man hunched over on the train. Oh, Janet. No. He said, yeah, and then proceeded to take his pants down and finish shitting. She said, when I tell you I was mortified, that is an understatement. I got the fuck up out of there and will never forget that as long as I live. She asked him if he was okay. Not him saying, yeah.
I thought he was leaning for a second, but no, he was taking a full shit on the train. That has happened more. So if I may share a thread with you all, if you don't mind.
Please do.
It was so interesting is, you know, your notes are dated in your phone. So this was a man. This is from the train station on, it's the East Station, I think at 63rd. And there was this man who used to be down there, and he would just be screaming stuff out. And it would entertain me so much that I started to that station to see what he would be screaming out and making notes.
Not making notes.
April 18th, 2012.
Jade, not on her, Moesha.
These are direct quotes from this black man at the train station. I hope he's still alive.
Ty, put in the Moesha music.
Women are stealing DNA from the Secret Service, and in 72 hours, clones.
Oh, see.
Hookers are a lease. And he would just yell this shit out. He would just yell it out.
Hookers are a lease?
Hookers are a lease.
Are a lease.
Politician in hot tub. Cook like lobster.
These are pearls and jewels, gems.
They are gems, Dustin. What do you call a man who pays for love? Secret Service.
That makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense.
He said, America owes China $20 trillion. Somebody walked by. He
China
said,
big.
Those are nice boots. Made in China. There's so many more, ooh, but I'm going to leave it alone. I just need, that was one of my favorite train moments.
Give us like
as
two
well.
More. I know he got some.
Okay.
Some, I'm sorry. I'm a little obsessed now.
I do. Hold on. Okay.
Sound like the Hebrew black dudes that be on 125th by the CVS.
No. I was Jay's just talking friends. About them the other day because you know they love calling me a Jezebel.
Oh, listen. Don't walk past and be light skinned.
Oh, Jezebel. Or have on a tank top. Jezebel.
I remember they said, I walked past one day and he said, your mother busted it wide open for the white man, you whore. And I said,
oh my God.
I said, my mother's Dominican.
Oh, my God.
I'd be yelling back at him. I'd be like, I hope you fall off your soapbox, nigga.
My thing is, you say you gay, bitch, you got a dress on.
Shut
so,
up, Dustin.
Like, I mean, what is we doing here? Black Israelites.
Super random, but if you ever
basketball wives dress on,
if you ever walk up to them and you're super high and you just have headphones on, it's like one of the most entertaining things to watch. And yeah. And mind you, my hair was like pink and purple, and they were directing whatever hate speech or whatever towards me, but it looked like Shakespeare. He was just like,
the fact you didn't hear
you're
a word he said.
I'm listening to like Lady Gaga or something just to piss him off even more. Like, nigga, I don't know what the fuck you're saying, but I know you hot. Like, I'm just standing there watching. Like,
to
so
survive,
cool.
Honestly, headphones are a main character in your survival
what?
In New York
yes.
City. You can get through a lot in the day.
What?
No, I've walked back home even being late because I'm like, there's no way I'm getting on the train today with no headphones. Ain't no
Asante, way. What about that time that man called us? What about that time that called us? Remember?
Which time?
What?
We was in Harlem.
Not which time.
I feel
one
like
one time we was on Lenox in Harlem and we had gotten out the car to do something or whatever. And this man didn't want to take us uptown anyway. Yeah. So he already had an attitude like from rip. Damn, remember the other time I got in that fight with the cab driver?
Yes.
Damn. But anyway, yes. But this time,
we can have those stories too. I was down for that.
Yo, Jade, when I tell you, you read my brain, I literally said, and this is where Jade shines.
Oh, man. Keep going, Dustin, because I'm coming right behind you.
Long story short, me and Asante got out this cab. I will never in my life forget it. It was like 3:30 in the morning. We were on, were we on Linux or were we on ACP? We was in Harlem somewhere.
Yeah, we were one of those. I feel like it was Linux.
If I felt like it was Linux too, but whatever it was, he had to like turn around to go down the other side of the street. And when we got out the car, because he had been such a hellion to us, you know, my thing is always was just get out the cab and leave the door open because they either got to try to pull off the doors or whatever.
That is so.
I got to get out.
Classic. You're an asshole.
So that'd be my thing because I ain't finna go back and forth with your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
You just get out and close them doors.
So crazy.
So me and Asante did that. The man was so mad because he like turned real hard to make the doors close. And then all of a sudden, by that time, we had literally moved on and started talking about something else. And faintly in the background, all we heard was, "Nigga!"
It was so delayed. It was like.
And then we heard the car speeding off. And by the time it registered to us that that man that we just allowed the cab called us a nigga, man, when I tell you, we laughed so goddamn hard. My knees. I was literally brought down to my knees. He was laughing so hard.
On my block?
So that must have, no, but I feel like it was later in the, where was we coming from? Because this was late.
From the studio when we used to record late, and one day it was like super late and y'all were like, "We're taking you home." Remember? We took a cab and y'all got off on my block.
And that motherfucker, we got out that car and we left them doors open and all we heard... It was probably 15 like, seconds of delay. He had to go and make the loop to go down the other side of the street. And when we
waited
until
he got to the other side?
Yes.
He heard and looked up, and he kind of stayed turned around for a minute to make sure that he'd seen him.
He was going to do
and
something.
And then we looked at each other, and we looked, and he was... When I tell you... Man, that shit was so funny, dog.
Real quick, and I'm gonna let you have it, Jay. I just always think about Dustin, that fine bus driver we saw. I just always think about that.
Ooh, wee.
not no, this interjection.
You talking about mass transit? You talking about
just always think about that fine bus driver.
Baby, the doors will be closed. Stand clear of the closing doors, okay? I'm gonna slam them shut if I ever get back on that motherfucking route. Okay, I got my pass. Okay. Unlimited.
Jade, are we getting into the fight stories?
Oh, I think those are I have train fight stories and cab fight stories.
Everywhere fight stories.
Cab fights.
I do. It's just, you know, you gotta tell me what's your flavor. Tell me what's your flavor.
Tell us the craziest
time.
I had to throw coconut water on a cab driver because he got super disrespectful.
Jade, you didn't have to throw
he got super disrespectful. He called me a bitch and I was like, because he had started the meter. This was a yellow cab. So he had started the meter before I had gotten in the car. I don't even know who this meter was running for. So when I got in and I realized we were a block from where he pulled off, I said, "Hold on now. You got to restart that meter. Like, you got me paying somebody else's meter. I'm not doing that." And he was like, "I didn't." And so he starts yelling at me. Starts calling me a bitch. So I was like, "Bet." And I had a coconut water in my hand. I had just gotten off work.
My God, Jay.
Had a coconut water in my hand. I said, "I'm a bitch. I got your bitch." And I went through the little window and poured my coconut water.
You are crazy.
Yes.
I got your bitch.
Jay, let me tell you, Jay loves throwing things at people, okay? You know how many times?
It's a form of life, friend. I don't do that anymore.
Yes, you do. Yes,
guns
you do.
Are legal. No, I don't.
And the worst part is when you're in the passenger side when she's going through this, because I was like, "Jade, if he retaliates, who's getting hit first?"
I like to call that blackout moments. And I'll pull up on my side. Like, we can do this on the driver's side. Like, that's not a problem.
Jade has thrown hair brushes. She's thrown cups of orange juice. Mm-hmm. Dude? You threw something, into his car.
Oh, it was a perfect swish.
Hell yeah.
Because I went from the driver's
side
us.
Out of my passenger side mm-hmm. through the street into mm-hmm. his driver's side of his Range Rover. And when I tell you, and it was nothing but net. Mad. It was like, yes, call me Alan Iverson. How I got this nigga.
That's right, Jay.
But the cab driver stories are, I get good ones for the most part. I think the coconut water one might be one of the craziest. And then I had that recent one I told you about with the man who, I think this was February. I was on my way to school. It's brick outside. And I asked him, I said, can you please take the tunnel? Because he was about to take the bridge.
I remember
and every
this.
So often, most of the time they take the tunnel. It's not a problem.
Yeah, usually they'll ask you too. Which yeah, one they'll prefer. Ask you.
And the bridge adds another 30 minutes. So I was like, you mind taking the tunnel, please? This man starts screaming at me, your uncle friend. Mm-hmm. Is your Haitian uncle?
Pierre, I love my Haitian
was
people.
His name. He starts, I do not get paid to take the tunnel. I'm taking the bridge. And I was like, oh, okay. She all said right. Bridge. I was like, you have to take the tunnel. I was like, I don't demand anything, but at this point, you're not going to be screaming at me. My husband and my daddy don't scream at me. Don't scream okay. at me. I was like, and you're going to take the tunnel because I'm paying for this ride. This man pulls over and lets me out on the corner of, I don't know, somewhere in Flatbush. And I'm on the corner, brick, 12 degrees outside, cold. So, of course, what did I do? I got out, left my door open, opened the other door too real fast as I got out to open the passenger in my side.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then open I continued to scream to him repeatedly as I walked away, something bad is going to happen to you today. And when I tell you that shook his ass. He was, nothing is going to happen to me. I said, something definitely is going to happen to you today. Something bad is going to yeah. happen. And I
hell yeah.
Sometimes that's all you can do, especially
Jade
when you gotta go.
Rocking back and forth while saying it. Something bad is going to happen to you.
Something bad. Something bad, you
I meant
motherfucker.
That shit, and I know it did. It probably oh, that's took why he was spit shook. For the rest of the day. That's exactly why. He was like, oh no, not this brujita bitch. Get her out of here. Right.
Get her probably out got of a here. Motherfucking teen mom ass daughter now or some shit. Now, your daughter came
you
home with some news for you.
Don't bitch. Even, Jay. Don't y'all, even. Don't even.
Y'all too. Don't even. Especially. And Crystal Jean cleared the train. Friend, I needed one seat. I was pregnant and I was in my first trimester, so I wasn't
oh,
even
Lord.
Showing.
I already know what pregnant. Happened. Yeah, like, I already
we
know
get
what
on
happened.
The two train and these niggas get on and start screaming at everybody.
Probably.
Get up and give her a seat. She's pregnant. Dustin stopped traffic in the middle of 14th Street so I could cross the street. Let her cross the street. She's pregnant. And then right after all of that, when literally three people got up for my one seat, on the train, Asante and Crystal break into a rendition of Alicia Keys' You Don't Know My Name, along
oh
with
my
the dialogue.
God. How high were y'all that day?
Well, I wasn't.
Yeah, well.
Listen, it was the dawn of a new era, you know. We had to protect Jade at all costs, so.
Well, we
but it's
more
true,
so
though, because people
Noah.
Won't stand up. I mean, right, people don't stand
Jay
up.
Was still Jay.
We don't care about Jay. Yeah.
You might have you might have the one nice guy that'll stand up and let you have a seat, but for the most part, you could have a broken leg. You could be in a wheelchair. You could be you could be injured. You could be shot. You could be pregnant. They will not stand up.
I had somebody push women. Me to the side when I was pregnant and so he could have the seat. I had to stand over him holding the pole
no,
above him the whole
no.
time. And I'm just looking at him in his face. And he's looking around and I'm looking at him. When he got off, well, you know what I told him? Something bad is going to happen to you today.
Jay, please.
You know, I think I told this before, but one time I was on the train with Crystal and we were sitting minding our own business having a conversation when this white man standing over us was mad that she wouldn't move so he could sit in the seat. And then he literally starts talking
what?
Crazy to her. And I started barking on him. And then I was like, oh, so now you getting quiet? So you ain't got shit to say? And these kids sitting in front of him was like, world star. And then like me and Chris are like both going off his ass.
No,
then he gets
Lord.
Quiet. He doesn't say anything. And then like a minute or two later, he tries to apologize to me. I'm like, don't say sorry to me. Say sorry to her. Shit. You got something to say now? And then he ain't saying nothing again for the rest of the ride. I'm like, God damn. Like white people are fucking crazy. Like this is nuts. Because the way
are,
that he just came out his face.
Mm-hmm. So like I'm glad you did something dumb you
but
know
you
saying?
Never
like,
know but the thing about good. But the thing about New York that's tricky is you just never know how far it's gonna
yep.
go. That's like always the danger because yep. I've you know on the train especially like
This is the Friend Zone.
Now streaming exclusively on BET Plus, Martin, The Reunion, a BET Plus original special. For the first time in 30 years, one of TV's most iconic casts is back together. And y'all know Martin is one of my all-time favorite shows, so this is a personal thing for me. An event to celebrate, a legacy to cherish, that's for sure, and a reunion to remember. Get ready for Martin, Gina, Pam, and Cole with a special tribute to the beloved Tommy McHale Ford. Martin, The Reunion, now streaming exclusively on BET+. For more, visit BET.plus.
Summer joy is on the rise, and it's your time to shine with Black-owned products from Target. Keep your smile popping with vibrant colors from Thread Beauty. Humidity-proof your hair with Myel Organics, and make sure to protect your skin with Black Girl Sunscreen. When we invest in ourselves, we're investing in what's next for all of us. Stock up on Black-owned products at Target, because together, we are Black beyond measure. I'm in the
zone. I remember, I feel like I told this 2 years ago. There was like, I was just minding my business. Y'all know when you, where is that? I think it's the, when you're switching to the, what is that? Is it the L? And you got to walk that long ass hallway.
14th Street. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
On 14th uh-huh. Street. Mm-hmm. I'm walking through the hallway. And it was a group of girls. You know, when you see a group of teenage girls, you're already like, here we fucking Problem. Go. It's Problem. Always going to be something. It was summertime. They was already hyped. It was maybe like 7 or 8 of them. I, mind you, I'm minding my business, walking past, having my headphones in, and I hear one of them say, it was something like, what the fuck you looking at, bitch? You know how that starts. Mm-hmm. And I said, God damn. Now, normally, I don't really care when people say stuff, because you got to learn to discern, like, going. Is mm-hmm. it worth it? And it's one of me and 8 of them. So mm-hmm. in my mind, I was like, this might be a hard one, friend. But I'm still... You know, we still have that shit where you can't walk past and not say something. And I said, excuse me, you're going to do what? And she was like, you heard me. I said, no, actually, you didn't say what you're going to do. And we stood there in each other's faces. Mind you, all of them are behind her getting hyped. And in my, and you're, you know how your heart starts beating fast.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, Lord, I'm about to get my shit rocked.
One of these bitches burning, but I can't take 8 of them.
Right. I'm going to fight one of y'all real hard, okay. though.
One of y'all going to feel it real good. Now, the rest of y'all, you know, y'all ain't supposed to be here no way. One of y'all really going to get it.
I got lucky, though. I got lucky because her one of her friends was sensible and was like, she ain't do nothing. Like, don't be stupid. You know, keep walking. There's always the one sensible friend that pushed them mm-hmm. forward. But she kept yelling at me, and I stood there. I just stood there like a fucking psycho, because at that point I was activated. And that's the part about New York, you just get so hot.
Yes.
Because you're like, I'm minding my business. I'm tired coming from work. You're already like frustrated as fuck at your lifestyle. You know
here
what I'm saying?
This badass little girl.
And then
somebody's
here comes some
baby.
A badass, you know, talking to you so disrespectfully when you literally didn't even, I wasn't looking in their direction for what? It's kids. And then I felt crazy too, because I was like, that's like a fucking teenager.
That's the, that'd be the part, friend, when you look up and you realize you are just as crazy as the other person.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all both standing there sounding, looking, and being crazy as fuck in New York. But that's just what it brings out of you sometimes. And
right.
you really have to try to like not get taken into all those different spaces on a daily basis when you're commuting out here.
That shit is better now. But right, I did have older. A homeless man. I had a, excuse me, houseless PC.
Right.
I had a houseless man on the, on the 4th. It's always the goddamn 4 or the A. It's always one of those. So I'm working in I'm working in Midtown. I'm living in the Bronx. So
ooh.
I right. Like three stops past Yankee Stadium. So you already know how that
girl.
Is during baseball season.
Wow. Oh,
so
girl.
I'm getting off work. I'm ready to get home. The train is packed. And you know how it is during baseball season. Like literally you cannot get on. 3 trains go. The 4th train comes. I said, I'm getting on this motherfucker. I don't care what happens. I'm getting on this train. So people are finally getting off, and I'm like, all right, I'm going home. Just as people are like start piling in, here comes this man screaming from the middle of the car. I'm getting off. Everybody move. I'm getting off. And I'm pissed at this point. I got to pee. I'm ready to go home. I'm irritated. He don't have no teeth. Like, it's just, it's a lot happening, right? So... he gets right to the door and I need to get on. Cause if I don't get on right now, I'm not getting on this train either. And I was like, move nigga and hurry up so I can get on the train. He was like, I'm getting off the train. I was like, I'm getting off. And she, and, Jane, we screaming at each other. And he starts threatening me. And I'm like, I'm gonna knock the rest of the teeth out of your head. Get away from the train. And I stopped and I said, bitch, you look crazy.
You had it right now. Had it at that point.
I had it, but I was like, you look crazy. You look nuts.
Activated. You get activated. Yeah. People fucking pull it out of you. That's tough about living here, man. God damn, just trying to get home.
You just reminded me of something when you talked about the doors opening and people getting on and off, right? Years ago, oh my God, this is terrible because I should not have been watching and thinking like, I've like picked a side and everything. Anyway, years ago, there was this woman who was trying to get off of the train, but this woman with her stroller, because you know how people with strollers, like y'all gotta wait. There's like an order to the system. Anyway, this woman's trying to get off.
Regulate the size of strollers.
The woman with her stroller.
Some of y'all tripping.
She like just shoved her stroller right in.
Y'all be sweating.
And the woman getting off was like, sorry, I was trying to make room so you can get on. And she was like, you didn't have to. And then the woman literally, this is so crazy.
Okay.
The woman literally with her child in the stroller, like hit the woman's leg as the woman was trying to proceed to stay getting off the train.
Wait. With the stroller and the child?
Like she just turned it, like almost like the child kicked the woman. Like I was like, what? The woman that was getting off the train got back on. Like she was like, and then just stood next to her. And she was like, you know, that was my stop, but I seem to have to take care of some business first. And then her and the woman, they just kept arguing. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, this is crazy. The woman with the stroller took the first hit.
This baby is right here.
That's not funny.
Wait, what? No, Asante.
I don't want to tell this story. I'm going to just say she won.
Well, you already started.
Right?
I'm
going
to just say the woman with the stroller won. Like, and I thought to myself after that, I was like, a woman crazy enough to hit another person with their child. Like,
with her child?
I guess.
That you different.
Okay, wait.
Jay. Jay, they were literally. They were literally.
I'm going to have to talk to Noah.
They were literally standing at those doors, just like right next to each other in each other's faces. And I'm like, this is crazy. Like, this is insane. And then to just see the woman with the stroller just like hit her up on the thing right quick and then just take her down, I was like, oh my God. And then and you just hear like a white woman yell like there's a baby. There's a, like, you just, it was like real, like, like it was,
there's always that person.
It was crazy. And yes. I just remember thinking,
why
myself,
would you do five this?
I remember we were uptown and I thought to myself that this had to be some uptown shit.
Jade, please share the justification for hitting someone with your child.
I'm just going to say two words and I feel like all of you all know. Old Navy.
You in the hood now, baby.
Oh!
Jay needs a...
I forgot.
You need like a...
Jay.
You need a New York-centered show on Netflix that Jay just creates because her stories...
I know. I need to do reenactments. No, because you should not be fighting with children present, but then sometimes people be wilding and you got to defend your cubs. So the lady, I didn't tell this the last time I was on the show with the lady who said, I will kick your baby in the head.
What?
Oh.
No.
I know this story.
I know the story. That's how I was like.
So we're at Old Navy.
You didn't tell
Noah's
that
like 3 months. June. Oh, it's her birthday today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to
happy
the guy.
Happy birthday,
God.
Noah.
I'm not going to do a shameless
I love
plug
you, Noah.
For my boo.
Of course.
Okay, she's 4 months, okay? Yes, I just counted on my fingers. So, Tristan's on the line, and this lady starts arguing with him on the line, right? Because she kept getting off and coming back on and not telling anybody what she was doing.
Oh, shit.
So he's like, I'm not arguing with this lady. Like, I'm not doing this. And I'm over at the door with Noah in a car seat. I don't know any of this is happening. So... He comes back over like to the door and we're getting ready to leave and he's laughing, right? He's chuckling. He's like, did you see what happened? I said, no, I didn't see what happened. So he starts telling me as we're gathering up our stuff to walk out, we're at Atlantic Terminal. That should tell you everything you need to know. And this lady starts flying.
Mistake number
over.
One.
Mistake okay. number Low. One. Old Navy, mistake number two. She comes flying over from the line. You got something to say to me? starting the story to me, so I still don't know what happened. I just see this lady come flying over to us. So she gets up in his face like she's about to fight him, and I got Noah in the carrier. So I'm like, what in the hell? And he just keeps going, lady, I'm not getting ready to do this with you. Like, get out of my face. I'm not getting ready to fight with you. I'm not fighting no woman. Get out of my face. And she still keeps going to the point where she's about to try to put hands on him. Now, I would like at the time, Tristan had a green card. And he is now a citizen. He had a green card at the time, so all I could think to myself was, I gotta keep my child safe, and if this nigga goes to jail, and they might deport him.
He can't afford a fight. Exactly.
So I was like, I told her, step back. I gave Noah to Tristan, and I was like, you need to get the fuck on. I was like, this is my child right here. I got a 4-month-old. Like, nobody's trying to fight you. You need to go on somewhere. This bitch said, I will kick your baby in the head.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It was chaos.
I would have blacked.
Blacked is not the word, Fran. It was chaos and negativity. Right. And it's like 6-7 old Caribbean women. And this is so bad. This is so bad. I would never do this now. Noah's carrier. They're holding Noah's carrier. And they're like, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. And then I look over. It is pure chaos. I look over and Tristan snuffs a nigga. So I don't even know going on. I was like, where did he come from? I was like, we've got to go. You're going to get deported. So grab up Noah from the old ladies. They're all yelling at me. I was like, y'all got to shut up. I'm grabbing Noah. We running through Atlantic. Security's coming. And security, at this point, the employees reported that lady is the one who started everything, right? So security's just trying to get us down to the parking garage to get to our car. And this lady and her man keep coming. They following us with the phone. She's still trying to fight.
Stop it.
I'm following us down to the parking garage. I had to smack the nigga's phone out of his hand. And then I end up driving through the arm. You know, in the parking garage, you got the arms. No. I drove through the arm.
It was like a movie.
And I was like, we got to get rid of this car soon anyway. Yes. We not going to have these plates no more.
Did you have to speed up real hard?
And we fly out. And that is one time that I did have to fight with my child present.
Give it up for fighting with child present. Shut
up. Shut up.
Shit, it was
but that's
evolved.
Different.
I've evolved since then.
But that's different. You fought with your child present. You didn't use your child to fight.
Yeah. No, I would never.
As a weapon. Right. That's just, I'm not surprised. Wild.
People are wild,
crazy.
Man.
Hell no.
New York, like New York has shown me the amount of crazy that people have in them. I've told on here before, Jay, do you remember, don't say his name if you do, like the first guy I dated here, like the Dominican dude?
Yes.
We were at like a library, and some woman out of nowhere just starts like calling us like faggots and talking about how we can't be homosexual. She's like, open by the kids section. I was like, we're not she was just going off on us.
Lady.
And then I just started like reading her down. I was like, cause she was like, you wish you could be a woman. I was like, girl, looking at you, what kind of woman do you think I want to be? Not you, not your unhappy ass up in here talking to us like just going off on her. And she just kept circling like a little fucking cat, just saying little evil shit. And I was like, people are fucking crazy. Not a cat.
No, they're out of their minds.
Like a cat.
I wish you would tell me some shit like that. You want to be a woman anyway.
And then if y'all would have seen this woman too, ma'am, not interested.
When I tell you the verbal evisceration that would take place after that, baby, when I tell you, I would light her fire. Do you hear me? Unforgettable. She would never forget the things that I said to her that damn day. I just got mad sitting here thinking about it. I'm sorry.
Like, could you imagine? And I was like, it was like my first or second year in New York, minding my black ass business with somebody.
You want to be a woman anyway?
Like,
don't you?
Out of nowhere, just like, look at these two fucking gays up in here, fucking faggots, being showing off their homosexuality and all that, trying to be a woman,
Why
trying to be
care?
Like me, like.
Not by the kids.
Right. Why do you care?
Meanwhile, it was an empty library, and we didn't even realize we were over by it. It's not like we were in the middle of it. We were like literally like between that section and some other section walking by, and I was like, we weren't like, girl, you think we over? Which is it? What are you mad about? Like, I don't even know where to start reading your
not
ass.
Not like y'all so in the middle of the library fucking. Or like the people Dustin ran up on, you know they was cheating, Dustin. Right. That's why they was fucking in the train
station. I figured that much.
Let me read another listener letter. So Naya Lee says, first, thank you guys for always bringing us new and helpful information with quality laughs.
Wait,
now
friend,
for the story.
I'm sorry.
Is there a picture attached? You know, Naya Lee is like a rapper and a stripper.
I'm sorry.
Is it? Oh, I remember that. No, I mean, the spelling, I think, is different.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh. I was like, wait.
I met y'all all busted out laughing.
Ain't heard none of the rest of the story past that. I was like, wait, friend, you gotta stop.
I'm sorry,
okay,
friend, you
please.
Gotta start over.
I was like, damn, y'all laughed already. So she says, as a New York native, I've seen my fair share of crazy. One night in particular, it was around 11 p.m. And here I am on my way home from an extremely long day of work. What'd I say? That's the New York fucking story. A long day of work on the bus in Brooklyn, I found a seat behind two older Jamaican women with another young girl sitting behind me. I heard two men who had got on the bus quickly exchange a few choice words before sitting down, but everything seemed to end quickly and be fine. Then next thing I know, they're on a full-on brawl. One of the men dressed in a red Steve Harvey suit threw an iron.
Wait.
That is so
this
New York. A red
him.
Steve Harvey suit.
Why do you have iron on the bus? In
yeah, to stay fresh.
She said he threw an iron at the other dude. The two older ladies reached back with the hands of God and snatched the young girl and myself off the bus like we were their kids. The fight was so bad. It was eventually broken up by a man who literally kicked them, drop kicked them off the bus and said, "Now everybody get your asses back on before they start acting up again."
Well, shout out
said,
to
oh,
Naya.
How I love New York.
Oh, Naya
she was protected that shit. Day.
All y'all sit y'all asses down.
It's the iron for me. It's the iron more than anything.
Where the fuck are you going with a red Steve Harvey suit and an iron? And that's the question I have.
On the bus.
My sister-in-law had bus. To smack
that's
a young girl the other
Monique,
day on the
Monique
bus.
Travel.
My sister-in-law,
what?
She smacked the young one of them young mouthy bitches on the bus other day because she was disrespecting an old
that's
lady.
That's how it gets, man.
She was disrespecting an old lady. And you know, my sister-in-law is 6 feet. So she got on there and she was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Who
and
raised
she
you?
Some ass.
You don't talk to old people like that. Like she so the girl got in her face and started cussing her out. And when I tell you, she said, she's like, oh, okay, pop. She was like,
boom.
Watch your mouth. Watch who you're talking to. The girl.
Learn that
the
lesson.
Girl sat there the rest of the ride embarrassed and they got off.
Oh, no.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it.
But that's why they say if you can make it here,
right,
you can make it anywhere. Because the shit that you see and have to like figure out how to get through on a daily basis, like, you don't know who's going to yell at you, throw an iron at you on the bus, pop you in the mouth.
Participating in the foolishness
egg.
On the train, like whether you're cursing someone
you
out
egg.
Or...
Oh, don't get me started on the men catcalling and when you don't respond.
The way I've been
I've
cussed
had fries,
out.
McDonald's fries thrown at my head. Mm-hmm. I've had eggs thrown at my feet.
Oh, no.
Drinks. They love drinks. Mm-hmm.
See,
they
on
do.
The train...
That's awful.
Do y'all remember like how... The pack the trains are like during rush hour, like back, you know, I'm saying pre-COVID, because ain't nobody doing that now. Mm-hmm. But like how sometimes you'd be like, all right, well, I have to get on this one. Like, so sometimes you would wait, and it's just you just got to go on ahead and do it. One time I was on the train, somebody, I guess, they were getting into, you know, every now and then a pushing thing starts to happen, and then people either start talking loud or they start fighting or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened because I had my headphones on. I just realized the train as a group decided to remove one of these niggas off the train. And so a bunch of people.
Oh, I love that.
A bunch of people were pushing him forward. And then he looked. I just see him looking at me like. And all I did was grab him forward too and push him up the train. I was like, we have to, this train has to keep moving. I don't even know what's going on. But he was being burned at the stake. And I went on ahead and lit the match. I was like, I don't know what's going on, sir. The train has to continue to move. So I just remember.
It's you giving him eye contact right. for me.
I got looked him dead in the face. Whenever I have my headphones on the train, like I am in my own little world. So like when I'm on with other people and crazy shit happens, I'm like, it's crazy that this is happening, but at least y'all see that this is like my crazy life. But when I have music on, it always feels extra crazy. And I'm always like making extra eye contact or like looking around really fast or like I always have crazy shit going on in my head. Cause I'm like, this place is crazy. So I have to have my own little fantasy in my head going on. And I was like, this man, I saw him get loud with somebody and I knew he was the one bumping too. So when they were all like, I was like, oh, so it's time for him to go. Great, cool. So I looked him in the face like, all right, yep. Sorry, buddy. You're out. Bye. Don't even know what happened. Survivor, your light is out. Yep.
All right, well, I know you got to go, Jay, but I had one incident recently, which Lord forgive me, because I've really been doing good lately. You know what I'm saying? And I really have been avoiding like conflict and shit unnecessarily. But this day, this was like the Friday of my birthday weekend. Mm-hmm. And uh-oh. Whatever. So I was like in a good mood and shit. I got on the train or whatever. And this man, so long, it was a classic scenario of you're in my way, walking too slow. So I can't get around you to get this open seat mm-hmm. before somebody else gets mm. it. Mm. So I was about to walk around him, but then it was just like doing too much. So I was like, fuck it. Let me just go on and stand up. So I was kind of pissed. So what he saw was me like coming around the side of him and then deciding not to get the seat and then coming back and going to the other side to stand next to the mm-hmm. pole. But in his mind, mm-hmm. he didn't know what the rationale is. He just knew somebody had walked up on him on the side or whatever and came back. So he turned around and looked and shit or whatever. And so, but I've deduced all of that now, but at the time I didn't give a fuck. So I looked at his motherfucking ass right back and then gave him one of these too. Like I looked at him and then I was like, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't give a fuck. So he, oh, somebody gonna get. I don't know what's going on, but somebody gonna get slapped today. Now, mind you, my back. God. Oh, mind God. You, my back is up against the doors. Oh, God. So you gotta walk in front of me, motherfucker. You ain't finna slap shit. So don't let like, it be. You ain't talking to me, motherfucker.
Oh, God.
Somebody getting to you ain't talking to me, okay. motherfucker.
Don't let it be you,
oh,
sir.
God.
And then the doors of the train got open or whatever, and we exchanged a couple other pleasantries. And then the doors of the train got open, and he got his ass off one of that next car, though. And then I was like, damn, that was so stupid, because I'm literally getting ready to have this great weekend with all these plans made. Like, this could fuck up the whole weekend. I go to jail or something dumb.
Right.
Like, you know, but I didn't care though, because I was gonna dust his ass the fuck up. I was gonna mop that train car with his facial hair. That's what I had planned on doing by the ankles. I was gonna do him like, remember when Jonathan on Bad Boys LA was dragging that nigga by the ankles or something?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh no. I showed Antoinette that. Antoinette loves it.
I think I saw the clip on Twitter though.
Antoinette loves Bad Boys Club.
I would.
Oh, we should talk about that. We should watch it together with her and have commentary because I like fights.
Yes.
Yes, he does. Yes. When we were in St. Lucia, anyway. Dustin kept waking me up so he could show. He's like, let's watch fight videos. I'm asleep, nigga.
And you still remember it to this day. That was so, and we were highly entertained. Yeah.
Wow. All right, Jay, tell us another fight story.
Right. Okay, so a time.
Are the rats?
Oh, no. No.
Did you say rats?
I don't fool with the rats. I've never fooled with, you know, I don't rodent, and I run. Can as I far just away
thank God really
can.
Quickly? And I hope this has never happened to y'all, but I just want to thank God that I have never been trapped on a train car with a rat, and I just hope I never will. Because no. seeing.
But it's so. Because you don't know what to do.
Right.
Like, I've seen the guy. It was a guy, though, that was asleep. On the corner seat. Mm-mm. Y'all know that damn corner seat. He's knocked the fuck out. I get on the train. I'm sitting there and I see the rat come out from behind
no.
his book bag.
No.
And I said,
no.
oh, and he's knocked out. And the rat starts mm-mm. climbing down his leg.
No.
But it's like,
I
going,
would have
oh,
died.
My God.
And no. I'm freaking out because the guy has headphones. So I can't, like, yet. But I don't no. want to go towards him either because the fucking rat. So I'm like, what
no.
do I do?
No.
So I'm like trying to go around him, tap him on the shoulder real quick, run back, and then the rat's just having a field day on this man. And the man woke up, y'all, when he saw that thing. his, I can't even recreate his yell.
No.
It was from the belly. You hear me? From the, like, he was wailing, y'all, wailing.
Can you imagine waking up to a rat running over your body?
Rat on your fucking leg.
It sounded like the opening of Women Lose the Place when Basil got bit by that rat.
But I've also seen people not really trip. Like, those are serious OG New Yorkers where, like, it crawls on them and they just move it away or kick it off, and then that's that. No.
They're also nasty.
Yeah, that's different.
Okay, if you are calm when the rat is on you, there's something
wrong. I'm thinking they built different.
They are dirty, apparently.
Yeah, filthy and funky. Dirty, nasty.
I do not rat.
Roseanne.
I do not rat.
She said I don't rat.
Somebody get Terrio in here. Ooh, kill him, because I cannot do the rats at all. Not even a little bit.
They're so gross.
I did have a man fall asleep on my sister on the train.
That always happens, though. It's hard not to, because people be so damn tired.
But he was like full blown, like, she was young, and he's full blown, like, falling asleep, laying on her, and she does not have attention for that.
Sir.
You think I'm bad? And she's like, she keeps pushing him off, and he keeps coming back, falling back. She keeps pushing him off. He had a laptop on his lap.
Makes me sad, low-key.
She should have stolen it.
She picked that laptop up and smashed it.
Picked his pocket.
On the ground. Oh. She said, wake up!
Not she gave him a wake-up call.
She was sick of it. She was sick of it.
Now she broke his laptop.
She did. She was like, control yourself. I'm a young girl.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
No, wait. How about the time I'm on the train and this is me and somebody I was dating at the time, and this girl gets on, and mind you, there's hella seats. Y'all know how that goes. Hella seats available.
No, don't tell me this.
Some reason, she's going to sit right next to me. And not right next to me, but she's like on me. So I already knew something was off, because the way she sat on me, her hip was like damn near sitting on my hips. I was like, what the fuck? So I look at her and I said, excuse me. I was like, can you move over? Because you're really close. And she looked at me and turned her head. So I was like, you know what? And did not move. But I knew something was off, like I said, because that's just not, you know, it's one thing to sit next to me. It's another thing to sit on me. So I'm like, let me stay calm. I was like, I'm not trying to fight. So I literally just get up, move over to the next seat. She moves over. So now I'm like, okay. No. So now she's great, like, she's playing with me. So the person I was with, you know, says, switch seats with me. And I switched seats, and then he starts talking to her and kind of checking her in a way. You know, it's still a woman, so he was kind of like trying to be easy but still put her in her place. And then we get up. We just leave the car because at this point she's not responding. She just keeps looking at us and looking away. It was really weird. So I was like, let's just get out, go to the next car. She gets out and walks through and goes and sits next to us again in the next car. Okay. And then when he, at this point, he checks her a little crazier. And do you know she sprayed his face with, she had Febreze that she took out of her book bag and sprayed him in the face. At this point, I say, I don't even know what to do.
You know the name of that song by Amy Winehouse called You Sent Me Flying? You ever heard that? That would have been the mood for the hour, especially that train car was empty.
Are you kidding me?
Slid her ass right down them seats.
Because it was super late. Yo, I was so stunned that. But you know what's funny? Me and him just busted out because we was like, what the fuck?
Not for
we busted out laughing.
Right?
Because you couldn't even be mad. You couldn't even be mad. It was like so fucking weird. Like, I didn't know what to say.
That's why I keep a taser and a pocket knife. I'm like, you want to go?
You sure the fuck?
Yeah. I would let you shoot a bowling ball.
But
she
something
like
was wrong, you know?
Pants,
okay. I think she was nonverbal, you know, like looking back. So it's just, it was a lot. So I felt let's just get off the train. She's clearly going through something. Then she got off the train with us and starts walking with us.
Oh, no.
And then he like had to yell. You know, he was like, I hate that I have to do this, but he had to yell to scare her. And then she got shook up and like sat down on the little raggedy bench and just like stayed there. But that was like, that's classic New York.
No,
like,
that
you
is.
Just don't fucking know.
That is,
it's a risk. You're at the mercy of the people.
I ain't gonna tell all my business on this show, so never mind. I was gonna share another story, but I'm not.
No. Just, give it to us.
Come on, Dustin.
No,
well, give us the last story because we have two more minutes left. So
something else happened sort of like that to me, but this person was verbal, very much so. And at the time, me and my ex was together. We had went on like a date night in Brooklyn and shit. We would take the train sometimes. It was part of the adventure or whatever. So we was on the platform. We had just argued or whatever. And then here come this motherfucker starting shit with us.
Oh,
and
damn.
Suffice it to say, we had, this was when during the pandemic they was making to-go drinks or whatever. Okay. You could like walk around with your drink.
Oh, no.
We had just
Jesus.
Got some margarita. We had some margaritas, some frozen margaritas. And I literally, the argument took place. We had walked down to the other. So me and my ex argued. Then this person came on the platform and started with us. And so me and the person argued, and I'm like, let's move down here because I'm telling you right now, you know what I'm saying? If we don't, we all finna go to jail in this motherfucker. So we walked away, and the motherfucker, son of a bitch, came back down there where we was at, and I was so over it. I wasn't playing no games, so I just took that cup and woo-hoo, you know what I'm saying? Like, whoosh. And that shit, and you know them frozen margaritas, all them little bitty pieces little of crystals. Ice was like, I froze that bitch. Let it go. Froze that hoe. So then we got back up on the thing, and it was some police, which I still to this day, I think my ex was lying about this because I don't remember seeing no police, but I took his word for it because what I'm going to do, you know what I'm saying? I remember him saying there was some police on the lower level of the platform. So we had to hurry up and get on the train. I just played it cool because we, you know, whatever. And but he was real mad at me for doing that and shit. But I ain't care because that man wouldn't leave us alone. And I felt like
Dustin,
it was rude and something else. And I was already sick of his motherfucker.
I love how Dustin,
you know,
is Ray J at the end of every story. I don't care.
We was just in love. You know what I'm saying? This is one of them things when you're
it
in love
happened.
With somebody.
But
it I was
happened.
So over it. And all I could think to do, because I couldn't believe that the person had come back to the, and I'm giving you all literally like the
vague
version, but I couldn't believe the person came back to that, to the other end of the platform. We had tried to walk away, so at that point when you walk back up on me starting shit,
no,
it's a dub, and
I
baptized
that
motherfucker.
At
hell
that
yeah.
point, anyone coming up to you, so, yeah, you ask.
May I leave you all with one more?
Yes, please. Christen the episode.
So it was a very late night, about 4 a.m. in Brooklyn, and I was going back home to the Bronx on the 4 train. That should show you how poor I was that I was taking the train at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I'm on the train.
Relatable
and
content.
By myself. Always have my pocket knife, so I'm good. Had pocket knife and mace at the time. And it's a group of like 9 niggas on the train. It's a big group of them. And they are fucked up, like drunk. Mm-mm. It was no street harassment, ironically enough. I sat in the corner though, because you know I could put on my face. So I sat in the corner. I'm like, don't talk to me. Like, I'm not normal.
Right.
I'm not right.
They know.
Like, I will be one of those crazy people on the train if you talk to me at 4 o'clock. So one of the boys starts throwing up, just in his seat, throwing up. On himself.
Oh,
and
shit.
His friends are hollering and laughing, like dying.
I mean,
and you all know me with throw up and bodily fluids. I don't do that. I'm Virgo. I was disgusted. And something about throw up is the worst. And I'm watching them
it
laugh.
It'd be funny when your parents throw up, though.
I snap. You would have thought I was just getting off work. Oh, I snap. I'm watching this boy throw up on himself and his friends laugh. And I was like, I get up to try to walk over it so I can get off the train and get on another car. I was like, you all are terrible people. You're terrible friends. He's going to drown in his own vomit and you're all going to be accomplices. And I go to the next car and I'm like, bitch, you could have been killed. It is 9 niggas at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Drunk.
And you are screaming. I too am drunk. But I'm like, you're screaming at them at the top of their lips. What is wrong with you?
And that which would have made it even funnier.
You probably made somebody else throw up.
In the sillies with my friends and laughing at my other friend throwing up. Here comes
and
some crazy lady.
A 20-year-old, 50-year-old.
We love you.
She's
so
terrible.
Oh, that Jay, is it. This was awesome. I knew you would be the perfect person to come and join us for this conversation. Thank you to the listeners too that sent in their stories, especially the couple that we read in the show. And that's it for this week's episode. We hope we made you laugh, and obviously if you have stories, keep sharing it with us. Maybe we'll read some next week's episode. So as always, thank you for listening. We love you so much. Hope you have fun with us today, and we will see you guys next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.
And don't be fucking on the train.
Ha ha ha.